B-Pod Studios.
Okay. Welcome to a Rat Party Podcast.
Hello.
Brought to you by COVID-19 vaccination. Is your group up? Get your vaccination.
And by Boeing. Boeing 737, safer than ever.
Right.
Okay. Did they ever bring those back?
Yeah, yes. They did.
Oh, really?
If you wanted to sneak anything in, 2020 was the year to sneak it in.
Yeah, Boeing.
Nobody was watching.
Those 737 Maxes are in the air.
All we care about were in 2020 was the pandemic and politics. That's it.
Do you guys remember the flight attendant who called in and we were asking her about the Boeing and she had no idea that they were even grounded?
Yeah. But I will say, because all the other Boeings are not grounded, all the other Boeing 737s are not grounded, Boeing's pretty safe.
Yeah, maybe she did. I mean, maybe she flew an Airbus or a smaller plane and the 737's not even in her vocab.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But, today is the Friday before Thanksgiving. Today's the Friday before Valentine's Day.
And President's Day.
And President's Day.
A lot of holidays right here.
Mm-hmm. We are working on Monday, but we are celebrating Valentine's Day this weekend. We celebrated on the show by having people say I love you for the first time to each other, which was
as
cringeworthy as possible.
Yeah.
Where was Dallas when he said I love you to you for the first time? Where were you?
Oh.
Really? You don't remember?
Dude, I'm such a guy. Like, I don't remember.
I remember where I was. I don't remember where I was when he said he loved me. Because we didn't say I love you at the same time.
Oh, it was like 15 years ago. I really don't remember.
I don't remember exactly where I was, but I remember being outside at a club in Memphis somewhere. You have a roundabout idea? Were you in Pittsburgh, Florida, the Bahamas, Machu Picchu? Where were you? Jesus.
I do know when I realized I loved him was on our first trip to New York together, but I don't remember if we said it then or I don't remember.
Was he the first guy to say it to you?
No.
Was he the first guy you said it to?
No.
Oh.
Who was another?
You can love people without being in love with them.
That's true, but who? Name another guy that you loved.
No, I'm not playing this game.
I'd like to know who she thought was the one that's not the one.
Nope,
you know?
Not playing this game.
I must have said, I'll count. I must have said I love you to my high school sweetheart for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And then this other girl that I dated in Arkansas. And then this other girl I dated in Arkansas. Nobody in Tucson. I said I love you probably to three people in Sacramento. That's
dishing
six.
Out the love.
I said I love you probably to another girl in Memphis, now,
interesting about this, I got to interrupt you.
Ten?
Because you knew when you were in these relationships they were going to go nowhere.
But it's love's a feeling, right? So like I was feeling love at the time, even though wasn't going to marry them.
See, I don't know if I'd say I love you if I know that this is not going to work out.
So you've never said I love you to anyone except Sterling?
No, I've said I love you to someone else.
What did she think?
Well, it was he. And they loved me back. Hindsight, they didn't, but, you know. At the time, you think everything, you know, you're in love.
Yeah.
I don't know if I ever knew you were in another serious same-sex relationship.
Yeah, I was.
Serious.
Sure.
Did
I
you
mean,
know
moderately? It's nothing like at the time. If you asked me then, was it serious? Yes. Now that I'm actually in a serious relationship, I'm like, no, fuck no.
Sure, I get that.
You know, but at the time, I thought it was serious.
But I like your stories where you were pretending to be straight, and you also dated women.
Yeah, that was like 2006 through 2010. I was dating women.
And Nicole, when Roy first joined the show in 2015 with Loren. We set him up on a date in studio with another girl for Valentine's Day.
Her name was Brittany.
Without
knowing. Her name was Brittany from China Grove, and she never spoke to me ever again.
I think she really liked you.
And that was all a lie.
It was all staged.
It was all staged. We had a little table in here. We
had real to her.
We had catered breakfast.
She felt some type of way.
I had a poem. Yeah, how do we not have audio of that?
Because we switched systems and everything got lost.
I feel like we lost it before that.
I can look. I have my own home.
Roy deleted that by accident.
Yeah. All my straight acting things are out the window. Yeah, we didn't start archiving the show until I came out of the closet 2 years ago.
Because it was all a lie before?
Mm, kind of, yeah.
Well, not really. I mean, listen, you did what you had to do.
Well, I would just not reveal so much about myself.
Right. Nicole, what about you? How many people you said I love you to?
I've said I love you to, I want to say, 4 people. And I have only told, I think, 1 person that I was in love with them.
Wait, what?
You've said I love you to 4, but you've only told 1 person I am in love with you.
Right.
Different. Yep.
I 100% think that's different.
Women are so fucking weird. I swear to God, I think that's the same thing.
It's not. I get what she's saying. If
you look into someone's eyes and say, I'm in love with you, is different if you're saying, I love you.
Yeah. Yes. Because when I, like, looking back at my college relationships or even the relationships I had after college, like, I have no love for that person, but I can still love them as a person. Like, I'm not in love with them. I don't want anything to do with them.
When you were dating them and you said, I love you, weren't you in love with them?
No. Like, I loved them dearly as a person.
When you were dating them, you would say, I love you, but not because you were in love with them.
Correct.
What?
Isn't that interesting? Now, is that any different than me saying, you know, I love being with you?
Yeah.
Or I love making love to you, whatever I said?
Yeah, that's different.
Oh, that is? God. Different than
too complicated.
I love you is like, I love you, right? Like, this is going to be a long-term thing. I'm in love with you, I feel like, is the next step. Like, I can see me being with you forever, kind of. I agree with you.
I just can't imagine. Like, I'm pretty sure at the time when I said I love you, I legit thought I'm in love with you.
Yeah, but Bud, think about it this way. Loren does something super extra. You die laughing, and what do you say?
Me?
I love you, Loren. You go, I love you, Loren. Like, you make me laugh so much. You said that. We all say that to each other.
Sure, but yeah. I do love you guys, but I'm not intimate.
So that's
with
different
you.
Than a relationship being
yeah,
in.
Yeah, but we're
exactly
talking
right.
about.
So you're,
but I've said I've loved you to many. We're talking about people that you've been intimately involved with.
But the words I love you can mean a lot different. You don't say, Loren, I'm in love with you. You make me laugh so hard.
Right. If I was in a relationship with Loren.
I know, but you're not. That's what I'm saying.
But if I was. But what we asked her. Who have you said I love you? We're talking about, like, as far as dating. I mean, I've said I love you to tons of people, but maybe only one other time to someone I dated. So how many people have you said I love you to people that you're intimate with? 4? Is that accurate?
Yes, 4. In my life, yeah.
But even though you were intimate with them, you weren't in love with them, but you loved them.
Yeah, like as a person.
I still can't get over that. I do know the two. I know 2 people that she said I love you to. Because I heard both of them.
Oh,
I got to hear the love.
But have you ever heard her say I am in love with you?
No, ever.
That's to see.
But then again, same for you guys. I've never heard you say Dallas, I'm in love with you, and I've never heard Mamie say, Hey Amanda, I'm in love with you. So, I think you guys need to reevaluate.
No, I really think, I love you is like a step, and then I'm in love with you is a higher step.
I agree. Yeah. Because you can love somebody, like, you feel love for, like, you love your parents, like, you love mm-hmm. family members, and that is a very deep appreciation, a very intense level of feeling, more than like, oh yeah, I can stand this person. Like, you love them. That love is a verb. But, like, if you are in love with them, like, you're planning your future, you see this, you see that, like, you are intimate and you want more and you always want that person.
I feel like when you say to someone, I love you, I'm just not in love with you, that's like when you say to someone that you're breaking up with, but you have a really good friendship with.
Well, yeah, because you can.
Yeah, but when you're dating them, that's not how it is. You're banging
but
them every Tuesday
night.
You said
I love you to them, so you're reassuring them. Like, listen, I do love you. I'm just not in love with you.
That's what you say when you're breaking up.
Yeah, because you don't see a future with them. So if you're not in love with them, why would you stay?
Right. If you can't take it to the next level.
Oh, you guys are nuts.
Nah, Loren and I just are, we're emotionally there.
I'm just kidding. Would you say that
are you in love with Jackson Cash?
No.
Right?
What?
But being in love with somebody is like an emotional, like that's my person. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like soulmatey.
Yeah, if that's the way you see it.
And that's how I see it. Like being in love with somebody is like, or like.
And when
that
you
sounds
said you
so friggin' cheesy, our souls align. But like, I don't know, are my souls going to align with my children? But like, I love my children fiercely.
But you're not in love with them. You love your kids, but you're not in love with your kids.
I mean, I don't know. It depends on how we're describing it.
So the people that you used to date, when you loved them, if they asked you, yeah, but are you in love with me? You go, no, I'm not. I'm not in love with you.
Correct.
I've never been asked. I'd probably go, yeah, I mean,
you know,
I love you.
I like you a lot.
You guys are nuts. You're.
That's why we brought this up right before Valentine's Day. Love is not easy.
I'm so glad I'm not with either of
kids.
I'm so glad I'm not with that. Because I'm pretty sure if I went to Sterling, he'd be like, no, you love me. Love is what it is.
You don't think Sterling is in love with you?
He is in love with me, and he loves me.
That's what she's saying.
Yes. That's because that's your person.
No, but you guys act like... I bet, though, when you loved one of your exes, at the time, you were in love with them. You probably thought...
No, but you can... But that's the thing, is you can also think. And, like, I do think that sometimes, because love is such a feeling, and it's almost an adrenaline rush sometimes, that you feel things... That when you step away from it, you're like, ooh, I never really felt that.
Sure. Same thing with the person I said I loved you in the past. I now realize that that wasn't real love. But I don't know. The way you guys are going about describing this is so strange.
Makes sense to me.
Me too.
Really? Mrs. I love my kids, but I'm not in love with my kids? Is it
well,
really
because
that
being
simple?
In love with somebody is like a sexual thing to me personally. Like,
and you never had that with anyone else at
no,
the time.
I have.
At the present time.
Have you never heard the term, like, I'm in friend love with you?
I understand this whole concept post-breakup.
No, but, like, I'm saying, like, as of, like, being in
I'm
love.
I'm saying that currently, when you're currently in the relationship, I would find it so hard to believe. Like, if you were dating someone for 3 years and you said, I love them, and you go, but I'm not in love with you. I would imagine that'd be like, what the fuck?
You don't say that to them. You're not looking for a fight.
But
I have
only
probably only been in love with one other person, like an at the time thing. But I have said I love you to all of my ex-boyfriends.
I say I love you to a lot of tell listeners. But
it's
I'm not
different.
In love with them.
It's different.
You say that too.
Well, you just proved our point, though.
Yeah, that's the point.
I am no, you guys are. But I'm making a point that when you said that you loved four people, and but you were only in love with one of them, or whatever you said. I'm saying that I think that with the time when you say that, the current version of yourself then wouldn't agree with that frame of thought.
So, for example, Lauren and I, we dated for 4 years. All right. Obviously, we said, I love you.
Before things got problematic and you guys loved each other, you were in love with her.
No. And that,
what?
And listen, and that was the problem. And therein lies the problem is that she was ready for all of these things and she wanted to talk, you know, the next step and this and that. And I just could never mentally get myself there. And so then
you didn't know that at the time.
Yes, I.
No,
yes,
she
I did
know that at the
that's
time.
Bullshit.
I'm seeing that. That's literally why I got her. Broken up with. Is because, but that's the thing. Is like when you love somebody, there's a sense of comfort, and you can still have your everyday relationship without like feeling of being in love. Whereas when she realized that I wasn't in love with her, she was like, "Hey, I need."
I think hindsight's great. I think it's great that you guys have reflected, and I think that's what everyone does. But I'm saying when you're in it. And I think you're in the thick of it.
That's lust. What you're talking about is lust.
No, it's not.
If you feel it in it, then that's lust. But
no,
I knew
wait
I wasn't
for your
in love with her.
Date because I'm going to ask him, hey, is she in love with you or does she love you? Because I am so hitting. I am so touching
you start
this.
Off, you start off loving and then you get
you fall
more
in love.
You fall in love with someone. And it is just a little cheesy to be like, I'm in love with you. I'm in love with you. Like, that's a little psycho.
Yeah.
To say it, not to feel it, to say it. Like, I'm in love with you. Like, there's going to be a rabbit in the pot. You know what I mean?
Right.
There's that Fatal Attraction reference again, making us old.
Rabbit in the pot. Anyway, happy Valentine's Day, everybody. It seems like we're all ready for Sunday. Everybody's got it all figured out.
Yeah. There's multiple levels to how you pronounce your love to people, so get ready for that.
We know what Roy's doing. We know what I'm doing.
You want to start a good Valentine's Day fight? Ask your significant other if they're in love with you or if they just love you.
Yeah, bring that up tomorrow night.
Yeah.
So Loren and myself and Roy, we all talked about our plans on the air. I actually went to Target yesterday and bought the chocolate heart. It was too good to pass up. I got the truffles. But Nicole, what are you doing? I mean, you have someone that you're talking to. Now, this is always interesting on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
When you're talking to someone or you just started seeing someone, how do you handle it?
So the more casual approach, we're going to do like a dinner over. God, I don't want to blow. What if she listens?
Is this a surprise you haven't really discussed?
Yeah. Well, I told her we're doing a dinner and a concert. So she knows about the concert, because Justin Bieber is playing his Journals album live online. Sunday night, and I thought like that would be cool to just do. It's something to do. It's something we can do like while on FaceTime.
Does she share your love of Bieber?
She has not shown any issues with it. And she like when she found out I sent her the album, and she was like, "I'm gonna listen all day." Like
she's showing her best representative of herself right now.
If she wasn't into Bieber, would you still be into her?
Oh, yeah. I mean, at this point, it's just, I mean, it's a me thing. Like, I love Bieber.
I think the question is is she going to run because of the Bieber obsession?
She hasn't. I only send GIFs, like, when we text.
Yeah.
All of my GIFs to everybody are only, I think there's, like, a rotation of 5 or 6 Bieber
ones. You love Bieber
ones.
So much you copy his tattoos.
She did. Yeah, we have the same one. Does this thing for real? And
same
like,
too.
Yeah, but we still love her.
We just have one the same.
That's not true.
That is true.
It's not true.
It is
no,
true.
No, you do
That's
have
not
two.
True. You have two.
They're completely different.
Horse shit. I'm looking at it right now.
I know. And look at his. They're completely different.
Oh, my God. You cannot tell me if I go to his neck, I'm not going to see some plant ivy thing?
You're going to see a reef, but you're not going to see the same one I have.
You know what? This is just as a fucking black hole as a stupid love conversation. That's what this is going to be.
But the one on my leg above my knee, I'm pretty sure it's his handwriting.
You're telling me you were in no way inspired by Justin Bieber's tattoo with the thing around your neck?
No, because I originally was going to do it around my elbow, like years ago.
Guys, it's Friday. I'm ready to go.
Right, I know.
And I actually didn't even notice it on him. The first celebrity that I noticed it on was Ashlyn Harris, who's a soccer player. And I was like, wait, I actually really like that placement a lot better than going, because I was going to go around the elbow here.
When I first saw it, I thought of Justin Bieber, and I just assumed.
Mm-mm.
I just assumed you were a big fan.
No. But there is this one guy who has every single tattoo that he has. Every single one.
Ew. I don't think somebody...
Yeah, his name's Justin Bieber.
No, he's like this crazed fan.
I don't think Justin Bieber's tattoos are that nice.
Some I don't either. Little... I don't either.
Some All of right. them are cool, though.
You guys, this sounds like a conversation you guys can have off the rap party while you're in the studio together.
No, I'm good. I got to record spots. I want to go home and drink.
All I right, just sent you guys Valentine's a text Day. Message.
Oh, Ruby, my daughter's got my phone.
Oh, hang on. Is it about...
What is it?
No.
Rap party conversation?
Just, no.
Okay.
No. Well, it's about my husband being bougie and why I'm bougie.
Oh, okay.
Okay. But we can't bring it up.
Yeah, oh, I mean, like you can. It just doesn't have anything to... Okay. My husband just used a metal platinum American Express card to get the ice off of his window.
Yeah.
On his car.
Good God. And it's an activated card. It's not like one of the fake ones that you can get. Okay. It actually works.
All right, folks. Yeah, that's goodbye. Funny. Have a good Valentine's Day. God bless. Love you all. I hope
Adios.
You. And if you're not in love, fuck the holiday. Who gives a shit anyway?
Amen to that.
No, go ahead and celebrate with somebody. Even if you're not in love with them, you can still love them.
Yes.
I'm just saying, like, if you're just home alone because you're heartbroken, screw it. Just eat and hang out.
Okay.
Let's break it down. I probably
order some Chinese food. Get yourself a pint of ice cream.
I like your sound effects, bud.
All right. That's a wrap party, everybody.
Goodbye, folks.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.